here's a story from The World.
Combating climate change effectively takes a deep understanding of science and, of course, strong policies. Democrats in Washington are wrestling two massive spending bills that could go a long way to combating climate change. The Globe is watching. If the infrastructure bill and a larger budget package fail to become law, policymakers warn of a chilling effect on upcoming international climate negotiations in Glasgow in November. Here's The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler.
The spending packages would fund a big part of President Biden's domestic agenda, but they're being championed by some Democratic lawmakers in part for the signal they would send abroad about climate change.
This is the time. This is the place. This is the Congress.
Including Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey in a speech online last week.
That must finally pass the legislation that makes the United States the leader so that we can say to the rest of the world, it is time for all of us to deal with this existential crisis.
In their most expansive form, the infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion budget resolution contain hundreds of billions of dollars for climate programs. That includes tax credits for new renewable energy plants, electric vehicles, and energy efficiency, and also money to pay utilities to buy more clean energy and farmers and foresters to sequester greenhouse gases on their land.
If that whole package were to pass, it would be the single biggest climate action the federal government has ever taken, hands down.
John Larson is a director with the Rhodium Group, an independent research firm. His team estimated the emissions reductions that would come from the legislation's big-ticket climate programs. They found they would slash nearly a billion tons of emissions by 2030.
That's roughly the same as taking every single vehicle off of America's roads permanently. It's roughly the same as all the emissions from Russia.
The legislation is designed to help the U.S. meet its targets set under the Paris Climate Accord to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade.
It is in and of itself not going to be enough, but it would be like a huge step forward.
The legislation is likely to be significantly scaled down before a vote. Its passage before the UN Climate Summit in November is seen as key to giving U.S. officials negotiating power. They'll be trying to win more ambitious commitments from India and China at the summit. Thomas Anker Christensen is Denmark's climate ambassador.
People are looking at both what are the large economies committing in terms of targets, but also what plans do they have in place to actually achieve them.
Christensen says a package of climate legislation is being put in place in the EU. India and China are in internal deliberations.
And I think the package that is going through Congress is the kind of legislation that will allow the US to deliver on the commitments made.
The stronger the domestic legislation, Christensen says, the more credible a country's targets will seem, and the more likely it is that the Glasgow summit will be a success.
The more we can show how we will get there, the better, of course.
This credibility is key for any country, but perhaps especially for the U.S. It has a history in climate talks of going back on its word. Claire Healy works on transatlantic cooperation at the climate change think tank E3G.
Climate policy is littered with examples of where the U.S. Congress has been at cross purposes with the U.S. administration, trying to lead the world and international cooperation in cutting emissions. We can point to, obviously, the Kyoto Agreement.
That was the climate agreement the U.S. signed back in 1998, but the Senate never ratified. It ultimately failed.
You can also point to the Paris Agreement. I mean, what could be achieved in the Paris framework was very much determined by what could get through Congress.
The bulk of the agreement is actually not legally binding because that would have required congressional ratification. Given this history, major climate legislation passing before the Glasgow summit would show that Congress is on board with the president this time around.
If the U.S. shows up without this package, this deal done, its credibility is even more diminished.
President Biden is doing what he can to ensure American credibility at the talks. He's in Michigan today trying to gather support for his spending plan. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.